Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. Our guest today is Sandy Pacino. She's a volunteer and outreach coordinator for Young at Heart. And Young at Heart, if you're not familiar with that, that's a pet center that's on Route 47 just south of Woodstock. Sandy, welcome to Around Town.
Hi. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You've got a lot of things coming up. You want to tell the folks about all these good things you've got coming up for September 9th?
We do. So we're Young at Heart is a senior pet rescue. So we rescue older dogs and cats, 7 years of age and up. And the way we're able to maintain our facility in Woodstock is by hosting fundraisers and donations. And the big one we have coming up is Saturday, September 9th. And it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's called Silver Paws. And this year we have a Western theme, Happy Trails. And so going to be sharing a lot of stories of animals that have been rescued and cared for and found there happily ever after. If you are listening to this show and say to yourself, gosh, I really want to be a part of that event, you can go on our website, see if we still have tickets available. Our website is adoptaseniorpet.com, and we have an events page where you can click on Silver Paws and see all of that info. If you're tuning in and tickets are already sold out, not to worry, you can still participate. Our silent auction is online, so people can still look and see all the different good stuff that we have available and donate that way. And then the most popular thing is our Choose Your Own Vacation Golden Ticket Raffle. And so tickets are on sale now, and people can buy them up until the event, even the night of. Pretty cool, because for $25, the winner can get their choice of a trip to Mexico, Hawaii, or Colorado. So we've sold quite a few tickets already. Lots of people crossing their fingers, hoping they get picked.
And Silver Paws, we want to bring the attention of everybody that Silver Paws is not only September 9th, but it begins at 6 p.m. It's at Pinstripes of South Barrington. So if you're not familiar with that, that's where the location of the party will be. You're going to have live music, dinner, open bar, live and silent auctions, and a senior Pets of Young at Heart. You want to tell us about that, Sandy?
They are the stars of the gala, I'm telling you. So the dogs are the most popular featured guests there, and so they mingle with the guests as they're walking around having cocktails and looking at all of the auction items. They will be a part of the program as well. They want to meet firsthand those folks that have come to support them and help them and their friends. So they're excited. It can be a little bit challenging for them because they are not in large groups of people very often, but for an hour or two, they are so excited for the attention.
You know, I'm looking at some of your copy here that it's going to be a darn tootin' good array of silent auction and raffle items and rustle up some chow, right?
Yeehaw, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
So lots of people in cowboy boots and hats and talking Southern, I guess, something like that.
What are you anticipating for attendance that day, Sandy? Any idea?
Close our tickets at 200 based on the space, and so we'll definitely sell out. We do every year, and so but then again, other folks that want to help can donate anytime or tune in close to the date and look on our website. We'll post the link for the silent auction that everybody can check out what they might want to bid on.
Well, you know, the silent auction for the items that you've got that you'll have available, plus the tickets that you can buy for $25, I mean, for a trip to Hawaii, Mexico, Colorado, that's a hell of a deal.
I know.
That really is, when you think about it.
I think we've sold a couple of hundred tickets already. So to buy $25 for a chance on a vacation like that, and just knowing that 100% of that goes to the care of our senior pets is it's an easy thing to skip behind.
Do you have
behind.
A goal for tickets that you'd like to sell at $25? Is there kind of a number you're looking for, a magic number, Sandy?
1 million. No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Right. 1 million.
No. As many. I mean, there's no limit to how many we can sell. So, yeah. I mean, gosh, every one is a $25 donation. So, I hope we get a few hundred more. It'd be fantastic.
You know, if you haven't attended the Silver Paws Gala that they have in September, I attended that event last year, and I have to tell you, between the food and the dogs that you get to meet and the silent auction items and what they've got going on, It's really a wonderful event to be able to attend. And the auctioneer will also ask you if you want to donate like $500 or $2,500 or $5,000. Those offers are also made available through the auctioneer. Mm-hmm. And it's really a great time. It's a nice event. You'll love seeing the animals. I mean, the pets, when they come around, it just it melts your heart to see that. So it's really a unique situation. And if you've ever been to Young at Heart, it's a beautiful facility. It's well taken care of. It's just like being in your own home. I mean, it's that type of environment. And you may want to talk a little bit more about what you do there and how that environment is set up for the dog, Sandy.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, first of all. I'm so glad you came to Silver Paws last year. But yeah, walking into Young at Heart, it's a cageless facility. And like you said, it is like walking into your living room. So the dog rooms have couches and chairs and an ottoman, and that's where the dogs sleep and hang out during the day. They have a door that leads out to our backyard. So when they need to take care of business, it's just a simple opening of the door and letting them run out into the yard. The cats as well have a cageless area where they're mingling inside and outside depending on the weather. And lots of climbing, ledges for them and hidey holes and comfy beds. Volunteers are coming during the week and spending time giving them enrichment, everything from brushing to telling stories to playing to walking on our property trails, giving them everything they can until they're adopted.
Is there still a need for more volunteers, Sandy?
We always are, in need of volunteers. So on the events page of our website, adoptaseniorpet.com, we do list our volunteer orientations. We're a small building, and we have a small space, so we do smaller orientations once a month. And they're usually always full, but I encourage people to just keep looking because sometimes lives change and people need to cancel their spot, and spots usually open the day or two before. But all year round, we're hosting new orientations.
So another thing we should talk about is your Catio Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell the folks about that?
This is so cool. So our cats live in the open area and the outside area, just like we might have a patio off of our house, they have a catio. So it's an enclosed area. And we, until the end of fall, we open it up for the public to come in, reserve an hour out on the catio with one or two guests. They enjoy a cool drink and they get to socialize with our cats. For a $35 donation, we do it on Thursdays, Fridays, and every other Saturday. And it's been really popular. The cats love it. It allows the public to come in and meet the kitties and give them a little bit of enrichment. Maybe they can't have cats at home. Somebody's allergic at home, but then they can come and get what they call their cat fix.
We should mention to folks too, Sandy, what are the adoption procedures if you want to adopt a pet mm-hmm. from Young at Heart?
First step, if you met an animal at an event or Silver Paws, or maybe you saw an animal's picture online, the first step is to go online to fill out the application. So that's the way to do it. It's simple to do. Once you submit your application for the dog or the cat you're interested in, we'll process it, call vet references, personal references, and then once the application's approved, the person's invited in to meet the animal they're interested in. Dog adoption is $200, cat adoption is $100, half price for senior citizens. Each animal goes through a medical workup, checkup, which probably costs around $1,000 before they go. Some are even more if they've had to have surgeries
Sure.
and things like that. So they're definitely being adopted with a clean bill of health and all their medical records. And we're so grateful that our adopters love to keep in touch, so we can keep in touch with those animals that have left.
Do you also have some foster parents, too, or fosters mm-hmm. for the animals? How does that work?
We do, yep. So our current foster homes welcome those animals that might not do as well at the adoption center, those that might want a different environment. Maybe they don't want roommates. They need to be the only animal. And so we do have foster homes for dogs and cats, sanctuary homes as well. These are foster homes that take in animals with more extensive medical needs that a traditional adopter, it might be too much for.
Sure.
And then they stay in our care for the rest of their lives under the care of our medical team.
And also, if there's folks out there that, let's say, are seniors and maybe they have to go into assisted living or something like that, and they're worried about their pet and they can't take the pet with them, this is where Young at Heart comes in, correct?
We can. There's a program we have called Legacy Circle. So just like we might make a plan for our stuff, if we should leave this earth, who gets what, so to speak? It's a plan for to make for your pet in the event that the pet outlives the person. So it's leaving Young at Heart in someone's estate planning. And the program is called Forever Loved. And so Forever Loved is that plan for if a person passes and they have signed up, that Young at Heart will then bring that animal into our program. And whether they stay with Young at Heart or they're adopted back out after they're assessed, it's that safety net that people have in that event. So yeah,
that's nice to know.
Mm-hmm.
And do you also have your own vet on premises too, Sandy?
We do. And next month is our one-year anniversary of the Foglia Senior Pet Veterinary Center opening. And so we have our full-time vet, Dr. Cassandra Lewis, and she's there full-time, and we have a few vet techs as well that come, and everything from intake exams, dentals, spay neuters, ultrasound, x-ray, all of that. And the beauty is, for anyone that might have driven by 47, is the building is right across our parking lot. So on a day where the staff comes in and it looks like a dog or a cat's not feeling well, it's as simple as putting them in a carrier or gently walking them across the parking lot to see their vet. So it's been huge. It's allowed us to save money and save more animals.
We want to pause for a minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We are visiting with Sandy Pacino, the outreach coordinator for Young at Heart. And we're talking about the different events they put on and about adopting animals and what you can do. And just remember, folks, that this all costs money. They have a budget, and they have to be able to cover the expenses for the animals, caring for the animals, the food, the vet. So if you're thinking about making a donation, which is tax deductible, please keep Young at Heart in mind. And Sandy, while I've got you, one more thing we should talk about is the Mutt Mosey. Want to tell us about that?
The Mutt Mosey is another great fundraiser where people can participate with their dog. So this year it is on Sunday, October 1st at Beyond Event in Beyond Stable Farms in Woodstock, right around the corner from us. And it's an opportunity to walk. It's a half a mile walk. We'll have games. There'll be a food truck, and people can come and participate with their animal.
So you bring your own dog?
You bring your own dog. We had a cat last year, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the distance of the walk?
It's a half a mile around the event facility. It's really pretty. And then there's a big open space where we'll play some games. And because it's October 1st, it's a Halloween theme, or actually a Halloween theme, where people come in costumes, and we have a costume contest, both for the human and for the dog.
So we talked about donations, things like that. So how can the public help you with, let's say, your wish list? What are some of the things that you're in need of?
Well, thanks for asking, because like you said earlier, this is what keeps Young at Heart going, is by the donations of the public. So monetary donations, which help cover medical costs and food. But a lot of people like to give us stuff, and we like stuff as well. And so the okay. things that we're in greatest need of that's on our wish list is clumpable cat litter. We have about 20 to 25 cats that reside at Young at Heart at any given time. And so tidy cat, clumpable cat litter is always on our list. And the dogs, because of the medications that are required, they go through quite a few pill pockets. And so dog and cat pill pockets are always high on our list. And us as a staff and our awesome volunteers are cleaning around the clock. And so we are always in search of paper towel donations, because we go through quite a few paper towels. So, but we do have an Amazon wish list for those who are on Amazon and like to shop for other unique things. And our wish list is on our website as well, adoptaseniorpet.com, under how you can help.
So with this wish list, people go to Amazon or whatever. They just go ahead, place the order. It ships directly to you.
Yes.
Or they can bring it in themselves.
If they wanted to bring it in themselves, they can. We do have a donation bin outside our front gate, depending on when a person is stopping by. Otherwise, we can meet someone outside our front porch or in the lobby if they happen to be driving by. Absolutely.
Now, what about things like towels, those types of things, cloth things? Would they be in need too, Sandy?
We have an overabundance of quite a few things just based on how awesome the public has been since we moved in. Next month is our 4-year anniversary of being there, and so we actually have a storage locker that we have an extra supply of blankets and towels and beds and all sorts of toys and clothes and for dogs, by the way, dogs and cats.
Okay.
And so I know that that is high on a lot of people's list of things they want to donate, but at this time we're not in need of any of that. So that's why we have our list of donated items that we currently accept and then things we're not in need of so that people can check that before they want to drop off to us to make sure it's something we can really use.
So be sure you're dropping off the right thing or buying the right thing. What would be like number one in the list for someone who's listening right now that you really need?
That we really need, besides monetary donations?
Yes.
The cats would say they need clumpable cat litter, and the dogs would say that they would love pill pockets.
Okay.
Those are the things we run out to the store to get quite often.
Okay, well, that's good to know because I'm sure a lot of people that perhaps don't want to donate cash may want to buy something to bring it to you and drop it all off.
Right, yeah.
And do it that way. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
And that website to go to, you want to give the folks that website another time again so they know where they can go to see all these things if they have any questions?
You bet. So adoptaseniorpet.com. And if you take some time, it is a really cool website. It looks awesome. Plus, you can visit all the biographies and the pictures of all the dogs, all the cats that are available. You can read our stories. You can connect to us on Facebook as well as Instagram. For those folks that want to follow us in different ways, we're always posting videos and pictures of the available animals. You'll be able to see when animals come in their very first day. So following us on social media, just find us on Facebook, Young at Heart Senior Pet Adoptions. Find us on Instagram, at Young at Heart Pets, and lots of ways to follow and support.
So if I'm a stranger and I come to the building and say, I'm looking for a small pet, for example, and you say, okay, fine. So do you have an area where you say, okay, here's the small pets that we have that you can view, those smaller animals?
I would hand that person a brochure and thank them for coming. But the very first step anybody would need to go through is to fill out the application. So
okay.
Before we set up a meet and greet or anything like that. So everything at Young at Heart is done by appointment. So when a guest does come, it's because they have an appointment to join our Catio Cafe or they have an appointment for an adoption. Someone who's just walking in wanting information will get a brochure. I'll invite them to go to the website to view all the animals that are available. Not all the animals are at the adoption center. Some are in foster homes. So that's why looking online is the first step. After the application's complete and approved, then they're invited back in to meet anyone they want at that point.
That's really a good idea that you can go to the website and see all these different animals. So you can view them right there and say, well, I'm looking for smaller animals or a larger animal or whatever. Does it also give the age of the animals on that website?
Mm-hmm. It gives the age. It gives their breed. We have a lot of mixed breeds, however, but it'll list their temperament, their behavior, who they get along with, who they might be better with, someone with or without children, someone with or without other animals. So because we've gotten to know them over the days or weeks or months that they've been with us, now we can share all that with a potential adopter. So if somebody's out there and they want a senior pet, but they have cats or young children, well, they'll know then which animal would be a good fit for them. But they can come in and meet other animals as well. So we just need the application approved, and then we're good to go.
You know, the last time that we had you on the air, we talked about Young at Heart and covered a lot of things like we're doing today, but we never really covered how you got started with Young at Heart.
Me personally?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I started 10 years ago. I was new to Facebook, probably like a lot of folks, right? And I saw a post from Young at Heart, and it was one of their senior pets. And, of course, I clicked on it, and I learned more. And I had a senior dog at the time, and I had a couple of cats. And I thought, wow, well, I don't know if we can adopt at this time, but we can definitely, you know, maybe foster and see how that works. And so, of course, I reached out, and Jen, who is our medical director, she also handles foster homes, contacted me and did an interview, and I filled out the application and met my first foster dog. And we have fostered 46 animals since
wow.
then that have all found their forever families over those 10 years, and fell in love with the organization and the people because we were foster-based those first 14 years. So I started after the organization was already going 4 or 5 years in. And at that point, all we did was events. That's what we did to meet the public and get donations. And so I met all the other volunteers, the other foster moms and dads, and we just became a family. And then working together to open the adoption center in Woodstock, it's just such a great family of people, both staff as well as volunteers. So definitely a dream job, and but started as a volunteer.
Sure.
And a lot of our staff started as volunteers, having the same passion and committed to the mission. And it's been fantastic. So to see us grow, and the public is the biggest help in helping us grow by all their support monetarily as well as just passing the word and sharing how awesome senior pets are. And whether you can adopt or donate or foster, you can at least spread the word and, you know, and share. And so we are totally appreciative of everybody who does that.
Well, we could sense the enthusiasm in your voice.
Yeah.
That just tells a story right there. And for the folks, who was the original founder of Young at Heart?
So Dawn Kemper is our founder and director. So she started back in 2005 when there's very little chance for a senior dog or cat to get out of a shelter alive just because they were euthanizing for space. And so she and a few people that she was volunteering and working with at a local shelter said, hey, guess what? We could do this. We could make a difference. We could start a senior pet adoption program. And that's what they did. And here we are 18 years later, to celebrate.
And where did she originally start, Sandy?
We had a P.O. box in Palatine, but she lives in Lake Zurich, and so at the time it was in her home that it started, and then she formed an army of foster homes, and so she could say yes to a dog or a cat that needed help when a foster home was available. And we did have a couple of places that we were able to have our cats reside. One was our vet's office. And another was a boarding facility that said, oh, sure, we've got some space if you rescue some cats. So then our volunteer program grew where our volunteers would go and care for these cats in these facilities until they were adopted.
And then it grew into that wonderful facility you have on Route 47, which mm-hmm. is really a beautiful building. I mean, you don't realize that that's a shelter for animals that you look at. It's like somebody has their home there, really.
A lot of people would drive by and reach out and say, what is that? I wonder what's going on there. Is that a senior living community? Well, yeah, it is, but for dogs and cats. And we're so proud of that it opened, number one, but how we've grown, especially only being open for a short time and then the pandemic hit. But we have a fantastic enrichment program that I think sets us apart from maybe other facilities or shelters where each animal has a calendar of what happens that day. Did they go for a walk? Did they play? Did they get brushed or have a massage? Did they get a story read to them? Did they get a novel experience, which means out of their room and maybe into the family room or on a nice day? Did they get to sit outside? Did they get to experience a field trip somewhere? So Anyway, it's all about giving them as much enrichment as possible until they find their happily ever after.
It sounds great. And just a reminder, everybody, the Silver Paws Gala is September 9th at Pinstripes of South Barrington, if you're interested. And also, tickets are available for $25 each to win one of these wonderful trips to Hawaii, Mexico, or Colorado. We've been visiting with Sandy Pacino from the Young at Heart facility on Route 47. We want to thank her for being here today, and we want to thank you folks for listening. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Thank you again, and see you next time. Take care, folks.